Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, glad you're back from mountains.
Yeah, well, you know what? I got kind of tired of the mountains.
But you told me you're fed up with the rat race.
Yeah, well, it turns out the rat race isn't so bad. The mountains, it's really cold. There's no electricity.
Uh-huh.
It's really hard to make coffee. So, you know what? I'll just run the rat race.
All right. Welcome to the jungle of competition.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
All right. 那么刚才呢，我们复习了一下昨天讲到的 idiom rat race， 翻译成中文呢是激烈的竞争。它的场景呢是 Sam 讲到说他已经厌倦了都市的竞争的生活呢，他准备到山里面躲一段。但是经过不到半年 ，Sam 回来了。我说 Sam 说你不是讨厌都市的竞争生活吗 ？Sam 说山上的生活还是不错的，但是呢没有 WiFi， 没有任何现代化的那些生活方式，他已经对山上的那种独居的生活呢已经 fed up。那么终于又回到了人间的这种竞争的这种生活方式 Rat race lifestyle.
I'm ready.
Alright, let's go. Well, what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, today's idiom is rather you than me. Four words. Rather, R-A-T-H-E-R, rather you than me.
Rather you than me. 那么通过字面理解的话呢，它表示说是你而不是我 It's you, not me. So what's that mean?
Well, it's kind of weird just hearing those four words all by themselves and not
right.
within some sort of sentence.
Right, so literal translation is very weird.
Yes, right.
Well, let's put into conversation to show how we use rather you than me.
Hey, good idea.
Hey, Sam, has Bob decided who will go to the airport to pick up the new CEO yet?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, he has.
Who is that guy?
Who's
that lucky guy?
The lucky guy is me.
Oh, congratulations, Sam.
Yeah.
Well, it's rather you than me, so I feel greatly relieved.
Yeah, well, you know what time I have to go pick him up.
So, like, morning?
Nope. Well, and maybe it's morning, I don't know, but it's 3 in the morning.
3 in the morning?
But to me, that's not in the morning, that's just late at night.
But I think you ought to arrive at the airport at the midnight, right?
No, it was supposed to be midnight, but I think some things got moved around, and so now the flight is at 3 in the morning.
Oh, well, be careful, Sam. I heard the new CEO is a very picky guy.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the same things, and I've heard he's going to have a lot of luggage, and I'm supposed to help him pick it all up. So I'm not only going to be tired because it's so early, but then lifting all his big bags, it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, man.
Well, that's all right. Somebody's got to do it.
刚才这句话用到了 rather you than me， 它的场景呢是我们昨天开会了，然后呢我确认一下 Sam 说谁呢今天晚上去机场去接我们的新来的 CEO， Sam 说老板已经定下来人选了，我说是谁啊， Sam 说就是我，我听完之后呢 Sam 说哎呦对不起了， Sam 说这个消息对你来讲呢的确是一个坏消息，因为呢你需要半夜呢去机场去接这个 CEO，但是呢我原来以为呢老板会选我，所以非常的紧张。听完 Sam 的话之后呢我用了一句话说 rather you than me， 那么这件事情是你做而不是我来做，表示说对对方的一个同情，但是呢同时表现自己的那种什么呢心情的豁然的开朗，那么可以用我们今天讲到的词组呢 rather you than me。 同时呢在对话当中我们知道新来的 CEO 呢是一个非常麻烦的一个家伙，他对一切事情都非常的挑剔，所以今天晚上对 Sam 来讲呢应该是一个不是非常愉快的一个 pick up service。 So we know rather you than me is nothing to do with you are the winner, I'm the loser, right?
No, and even though it sounds maybe a little bit negative, like, ooh, it's better that you do it than me because I don't want to do it, it's kind of a playful thing, it's in good nature that you say.
Right.
So you're kind of sympathizing with them, like, oh, you're acknowledging that it's tough, but at the same time being a little bit playful, like, oh, it's better you do it than I do. I'm glad I don't have to do it.
所以呢大家在用这 idiom 的时候呢要小心了，他没有那种幸灾乐祸的心情，往往呢是这件事情发生在对方身上之后呢你往往具有那种什么同情的一种心态在里面，表示一种 sympathize for the guy. So Sam, could you give us another example for expansion practice?
Sure, no problem. Well, let's say you and I go on a little hiking trip up a mountain. Well, about halfway up the mountain, I realize the keys that we used to open or drive the car.
No, going to be a disaster.
I left the keys in the car.
Uh-huh.
So the door's unlocked. There are the keys. Someone can easily come by and drive away in my car. So, well, who's going to go back down and get the keys? Well, maybe we could do paper, rock, scissor to find out who goes and gets the keys. If I lose, that means I got to go get the keys. So you could say, whew, rather you than me.
那么另外一个场景呢，是大家一起呢去徒步爬山，然后呢走了一段之后，发现自己的车钥匙呢落在了车里面，大家会决定说谁回去把这个车钥匙给拿回来，因为呢我们担心呢，如果说被这个车钥匙被别人捡到的话呢，会把这个车开走。那么需要大家决定一下，通过我们中国人呢用石头剪的布，英文呢会用另外一个词呢，也是呢这个石头 rock， 然后呢剪的呢 scissors， 但是呢我们中国人用的这个布呢应该是 cloth， 但是呢西方呢用的 paper 是纸，大家来决定这件事情谁来去做，他们用了一个 paper scissors and rock， 那么最后决定说是 Sam 去回去呢把这个车钥匙给取回来，那么作为一个不是非常走运的人，大家呢对他非常的同情，所以用这个词组呢 rather you。Than me. All right, so that's for today's idiom. Rather you than me. And now let's move on to our discussion of better working place in Australia.
Yeah, because we found out actually a lot of them are not very ideal.
Right,
they're pretty bad.
A lot of staff complaining about the poor living, not living condition, the working condition.
Yes, that's right.
And today we will focus on some solutions.How we can fix these problems.
Great.
And before we go to these problems and the solutions, now let's check vocab first.
Okay, here we go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Firstly, for our hit the books, we have conjure up. Two words. Conjure up. Conjure is C-O-N-J-U-R-E. Conjure up.
今天的第一个词组呢 conjure up 翻译成中文是让某人想起来什么什么事情，往往呢他看到一个事情或听到一个东西让他想起来过去的一个什么什么事情 a kind of past memory.
Yeah. Okay, next is balcony. Balcony. B-A-L-C-O-N-Y. Balcony.
第二个单词呢我们原来已经讲过呢做一个复习 balcony 翻译成中文是阳台的意思。
Well, the next word isFunnel, funnel, F-U-N-N-E-L, funnel.
第三个单词 funnel 翻译成中文呢是我们化学实验室里面那个漏斗，但是今天作为一个动词表示把一个东西呢从一个外面呢给它引进来，慢慢的给它引进来，那么用这个单词呢 funnel.
Next we have the word retrofit. Retrofit, R-E-T-R-O.F-I-T, retrofit.
下一个单词 retrofit, 翻译成中文是改进改良。
Next we have the word greenery. Greenery. G-R-E-E-N-E-R-Y. Greenery.
下一个单词翻译成中文是绿色的植物 greenery.
Next we have the word furnishing. Furnishing. F-U-R-N-I-S-H-I-N-G.Furnishing.
下一个单词 furnishing 等同于我们学过的 furniture 家具。
Next we have take cue. Take cue. Two words. Cue is C-U-E. Take cue.
下一个词组 take cue 翻译成中文的是学习什么什么的样子，或者是从其他的地方呢获得一定的灵感，就 take cue.
Next we have the word fabric. Fabric. F-A.B-R-I-C, fabric.
下一个单词翻译成中文是纺织物，或者是呢我们说这个衣服的面料 fabric.
Next we have the word adhesive. Adhesive. A-D-H-E-S-I-V-E. Adhesive.
下一个单词 adhesive 翻译成中文呢它有名词表示说我们一种粘合剂，那么作为形容词呢表示这个东西非常非常的粘，我们把这东西可以贴到一个纸上或贴到墙上。
Well, that brings us to the last word, which is eucalypt. Eucalypt. E-U-C-A-L-Y-P-T. Eucalypt.
最后一个单词大家记住了也是澳大利亚的国树叫 eucalypts, 翻译成中文是桉树。So you can see eucalypts in Australia.
Yeah, actually you can see, but well, actually I've always called it a eucalyptus tree, like maybe add a U-S.
U-S.
And actually in the U-S, you can find eucalyptus trees all over the place.
Really? Not only exists in Australia.
Not only in Australia. No, we have the eucalyptus tree in the U.S. as well.
Right. Because
it's really great. It's a long, skinny tree.
Right.
And so it's great for kind of like a natural wall.
Right.
Actually.
And the amazing part of eucalypt is a fireproof.
Ah, fireproof.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And has a nice scent.
Right.
Nice smell as well.
Well, now let's go to the detail of today's solutions.
Okay, well, yesterday we left off with one of the solutions, mm-hmm. which is going green. Now we will talk about linking in nature. It may not be possible to conjure up windows or balconies where there aren't any, yet sunlight may perhaps be funneled in through retrofitted skylights, and a link to nature can be attained by bringing in greenery inside, either in mast pots or in dedicated larger planter boxes. In the absence of a real-deal green outlook, furnishings can take cues from nature. Businesses such as architectural graphics firm, option A, digitally print large-size scenes onto fabric or adhesive-backed vinyl film ready to be attached to a wall. For Hewlett-Packard's new Adelaide fit-out, it created a high-quality image of eucalypts to cover a two-story high wall, allowing the trees to be viewed from the bottom of an atrium looking up, as well as from the upper level looking down. Then there's interface itself. Its modular carpet tiles are designed to echo the textures and tones found in the natural world. Happily, some leading companies are starting to walk the talk. For Birkenstock's Melbourne headquarters, Melbourne Design Studios rebooted a Clinton Hill Heritage building to house retail, admin, and warehouse operations. Select plants located between desks were chosen as air purifiers. Low VOC, volatile organic compound materials were used throughout. Periscope skylights in the upper floor channel southern glare-free light down across desks. And employees can work outside on a deck for a healthy daily dose of vitamin D. All staff enter via the shop front. Just inside the threshold, there's a tiny patch of real grass that, according to MDS's director, Mark Bernstein, gets trimmed with small scissors.
Well, there's a problem for some staff. Their office have no windows or balconies, so what are they supposed to do?
Well, it mentions that maybe it's not possible to just conjure up windows and balconies where
right.
there aren't any.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just knock out a wall, cut a hole in a wall, and put a window there. It's not always that simple.
Right, it's not a practical because it would damage the building.
Damage the building, yes. Maybe there are some electrical wires
mm-hmm.
or some structural beams
right.
that cannot be removed.
对于那些没有窗户阳台的办公室，我们如何来处理？因为不可能呢，在这个墙上呢凿出一个洞来，然后呢安装一个新的窗户。那么我们的解决方式是什么呢？ So what is the solution?
Well, the reason why we're talking about this is because one of the main things employees want is natural light.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other ways to get natural light into the building.
Right.
If you can't go from the sides, maybe you can go from the top.
The top. Okay, think outside the box.
Think outside the box, yeah. So we have something what's called a skylight.
Mm-hmm. 那么说没有窗户没有阳台但是呢我们看看四周没有任何的 solution, 没有任何的解决方式那么我们可以 look up, 抬头看一看看看我们的顶棚看看能不能找一些方法能够通过顶棚呢把阳光把空气呢带到我们的室内文中提到了一个方法叫 skylight 表示说呢我们可以开一个天窗
Yeah, so the way it sounds is a lot different than what it actually is because a skylight sounds like some sort of a light bulb、
mm-hmm.
that gives us like a natural feeling but no, like you mentioned, it's just a window basically
Right.
in the roof
所以呢我们在设计的时候呢在顶棚可以设计一个天窗那么通过这个天窗呢我们可以得到清新的空气和自然的阳光同时呢在室内我们可以做其他的一些 retrofit 比如说呢可以增加一些绿植 a greenery will be put in the indoors
Yeah, but besides greenery, Peter, I think I still got to talk about this skylight becausewhat if you're on the second floor of a five-story building? Skylight will do you no good. So they mention actually you can retrofit buildings to funnel in the sunlight.
那么说对于顶层的办公室来讲没有问题，可以有一个 skylight， 有一个天窗。但是呢，在比如二层、三层、四层的办公室，如何来解决这个天窗的问题？文中给了一个很好的一个 solution 解决的方式。我们可以把这个阳光和空气呢，通过我们一个设施，把这些东西逐渐用一个 funnel into the office downstairs， 表示说逐渐的渗透到这个二层、三层的办公室当中。那么需要一个 device。Like a pipe or something?
I don't know. How they can retrofit a building to do that is really amazing. I would like to see how they do it. Through, yeah, funnel or mirrors or something?
Yeah.
I really am curious how they do that.
我们刚才讨论了一下，比如说二层、三层、四层的如何把阳光引进来，可能说呢，我们可以在这个二层、三层里面呢，放一些镜子或放一些其他的一些管道，这样的话呢，空气会进来，同时呢，把阳光能够折射到底层的办公室。Well, that's I was thinking.May not be practical.
Maybe not, but hey, it's worth it to get or to make employees happy. And then like you mentioned, there is greenery. So of course, potted plants, that's very common and it's very practical because they're smaller, they can be moved around easily. But it also mentions a planter box.
Mm-hmm.
Now planter boxes are quite large.
Really?
Yeah, so can you imagine that? Something that kind of looks like a little piece of land, maybe in the middle of the office? Where would you put this?
We'll put it in the middle. We'll have to create a space for the box planter or something, right?
Yeah. It could be like a miniature garden.
Yeah, you said it. That's right. 另外呢，我们提到说，在办公室当中呢，我们可以人为的制造一些绿色的空间，比如说在办公室中间，我们可以弄一个草坪。虽然说比较小，但是呢，的确能够很大的程度上改善我们的办公条件。
Yeah, that'd be really neat, really interesting. Take a coffee break. Oh, hey, let's walk over to the middle of the office where our garden is.
Right. 所以说呢，我们在办公室里面会有一个小的 a mini forest, a mini park in the office. Right.
Yeah, that would be really nice. I think.
So human beings should take cue from nature. So that's.What the article said.
Yeah, and how they're taking cues from nature or where they're applying this is in their furnishings, actually.
Right.
So if you cannot, like, do a real deal, I like how this says, like, in the absence of a real deal green outlook, because if it's an older building, there's not too much you can do. But if you take a cue from nature, well, maybe, like, some companies...architectural firms, they have maybe taken like pictures,
right.
Eucalyptus trees, and they apply this in the work setting. Maybe on the walls, they can paint something, or they can use like an already printed out vinyl thing.
Right.
They could stick it to the wall.
The wall, right.
And then there you go. There's kind of like a nature setting.
另外一个充满想象的主意呢，是在办公室的墙体上呢，可以贴一些充满自然气息的那些画，让大家呢在办公室的环境下呢，能够享受到那种自然的那种感觉。比如说在墙上那些画呢，有那种比如桉树啊，或者说呢把这个袋鼠来个 kangaroos
jumping around your office,
jumping around. Maybe in America we have the picture of Niagara Falls.
Yeah, waterfalls are always great.
And also have the sound from the hi-fi system. What do you think? Right, that's a good idea.
Yeah, actually I think the most ideal, especially for me, a California boy, is like a picture of the beach. So you see the sandy beach with an umbrella and then the blue ocean, maybe a couple clouds and a blue sky.And then on the speakers, you can hear the waves.
Sam 刚才想象了一下，在他理想的办公室呢，比如说去模仿加州的那种海岸的景色，比如说大家可以看到大海、沙滩，以及呢模仿大海的那种声音。Well, you're gonna live in heaven, work in heaven. So all the staff are supposed to wear swimsuit and sitting in a reclining chair.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe pour some sand on
the floor, right? 那同时呢，在地板上呢铺一些沙子，大家。尽量模仿到这个沙滩的环境。Well, I don't think people can concentrate on their work.
Probably not. I think everybody would be cracking open a beer and trying to relax and go to sleep. I like what this one company did. Actually, for Hewlett Packard, HP.
Printer company, right?
Yeah, a really huge company. Not only do they make printers, but they make computers, all kinds of things.
Yeah, we call it HP technology.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what they did was they created a high-quality image of eucalypts or eucalyptus trees. And, of course, we know that these are really tall, thin trees, so it actually covered two floors.
Oh,
two
that's
story high.
Huge, like colossal, right?
Yeah, that's right. So if you're on the first floor, you can kind of look up. It goes all the way up to the second floor. If you're on the second floor, well, you can look all the way down to the floor.
文能讲到了在澳洲的一家 HP 公司里面呢，在墙上呢画了一个巨大的桉树，这个树的高度呢达到两层楼高。那么在底层的员工抬头一看，可以看到整个大树。那么在顶层的员工呢往下看，也可以纵览整个大树。那么整个的环境呢非常非常的 ，we say are breathtaking。
You know what? What's even more amazing is, you know, in nature we have like interesting sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can actually kind of create an environment that sounds like you're in nature as well. And they do this with special carpet tiles that can kind of echo the sounds of nature.
那么同时呢，公司呢对整个这个地面呢做了一个特殊的处理，让整个环境、整个的声音看起来跟大自然是一模一样的。Well, you work in nature. That's a dream workplace.
Yes. So you got the look of trees on the wall. You got the sound of nature from the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk into the middle of the office, you got kind of a little garden there.
Mm-hmm.
That's sounding pretty good.
You have a sound imitating the birds chirping.In the morning, right?
Yeah, on the PA system, right?
Right, PA system, right.
Great. Okay, so our work environment sounding much more better, much more natural. But you know, also, some other companies, it mentions that they're starting to walk the talk.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do they talk about nature, but they're starting to take some action.
文中用了一个很好的单词叫 walk the talk. 翻译成中文呢，他们把这些想法呢付诸于实践当中 means put in the actions.
Yes, that's right.So, what company is starting to walk the talk? They mention Birkenstocks.
Mm-hmm.
Birkenstocks, they make really comfortable foot gear. They're not like flip-flops, they're more like a really high-quality sandal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in their main building, their headquarters, they're adding things in their office spaces, like, for example, select plants, special plants that act as air purifiers.So you don't have some machine going running all the time. You have natural air purifiers.
那么文章当中提到的这家公司呢，它在办公环境当中加了很多的绿植，能够呢让空气得到进一步的净化。
Also, when it comes to building materials, they're using a low VOC. VOC stands for volatile organic compound. So not very good for nature, but a low VOC, building material.Very good for nature.
同时呢，公司对员工的健康呢，体现出了额外的关爱，因为他所用的所有的材料都是属于 low VOC 低挥发性的那些物质，表示说他没有太多的我们说甲醛呐、或乙醛呐等等那些对人体有害的一些物质。
Also, we talked about the skylights. Well, they use periscope skylights, and what this does is it channels glare-free sunlight down and across desks. So glare-free.And you get sunlight. Well, that sounds wonderful.
Right. 那么在这段呢，具体的提到了如何把这个阳光从顶层引入到底层，或者说我们说一层、二层、三层这办公室当中，他用到了一个技术叫 periscope skylight， 表示那种潜望镜式的漏斗。那么这种东西呢，我们在潜艇的时候呢会看到，舰艇的士兵呢通过这个潜望镜呢可以看到海面的情况。那么阳光呢也是用这个道理，从顶层逐渐呢进到它的下一层、第三层、第二层，最后呢。到达了顶层，那么每一层都能够得到这种自然的阳光 ，a natural light.
And you know what? They'll even let you go outside if you want. Well, I like what it calls a dose of vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Getting natural sunlight is good for our skin, and it helps our body produce vitamin D.
阳光非常重要，因为呢，阳光呢是我们身体合成维生素 D 非常重要的一个因素。没有了阳光，我们身体就 out of functions.
Well.It's really great that these companies are starting to walk their talk, take action, and try to help their employees or at least make them more comfortable.
So we can make a difference as long as we walk the talk.
That's right.
All right, so the solution is not very complicated.
No. Actually, there are a lot of great things, a lot of outside-the-box thinking that are really helping.
All right. Well, time's up for today's chat.And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。Come on.
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，茄子！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染。千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better thanThey say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright? Right.
He holds me in his big arms, thinking I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you.Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.